Independent Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nicolau. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nicolau, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this November the 18th on the West Coast, now November the 19th on the East Coast, and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to extend a special welcome to those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world. We know why you're listening in tonight, not just because you like this show, but you have a special affinity for my regular Thursday night guest, and we're going to be bringing him on in a moment. Before we do that, I want to extend my appreciation for all the wonderful comments about the music that we played on yesterday's show, featuring a young 7-year-old girl from Carrollton, Texas, Rayma Marvan. And I'm told that even the United Galactic Federation was very moved by this young lady's unbelievable talent. I say unbelievable. She's got a gift from God. Many people agree that she is going to be one of the most famous, well-known, and appreciated singers ever to walk the face of the earth.
This is great.
And I want to extend my appreciation to all the comments, and I'm going to extend those to her. We're trying to get her booked on the show and have an interview. And, boy, if she can't open your heart, as I've said on past shows, nobody can. This girl is gifted beyond anything I've ever experienced in music at 7 years old. And I'm going to be playing some of her music. It sounds like my guest has an ice machine going on. With that, I'm going to bring on former U.S. Marine from 1967 through 1977, my good friend, host of his own radio show, A Marine's Disquisition, heard on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on blogtalkradio.com on the internet, Drew Malone Reigns III. Drew, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm here. Blame it on Drew. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my fault. It really is. I take full responsibility. It's my fault. I got this new headset. I got a new mic. I got a new laptop computer that's got Windows 7 on it. Not really happy about that, but it's an Acer Aspire, and this new headset that I have allows me to walk around my house and get coffee, and still not lose the show.
Well, was that a coffee grinder or an ice?
No, that was my coffee latte machine.
Okay.
I had one of my listeners, one of my Marine buddies, found out that I liked coffee latte, and he sent me this little $20 piece of equipment that you mix your ingredients, and he found out I make my own homemade coffee latte brew. And all you do is I put my water in there, and then I put my ingredients in there, and I turn it on. And the water doesn't have to be hot. It heats the water. It puts it out, and it has a dispenser, and you pour it into your cup all frothy up and everything. And you don't even have to turn it off. It's got one of those little automatic things that you turn. And when the temperature of the latte gets below a certain temperature, it automatically comes on and heats the water or heats your latte back up. And you can make, well, it's not a pitcher, but you can make about 5 cups.
Okay.
At one time.
If I can say something, Drew, just don't move around too much because your antenna signal is fluctuating on your headset. So,
that can be true because I walk through these rooms and I've got lead based paint on every wall.
All right. Well, try to stay in one place during the show, if at all possible.
How about in one room? I could stay in one room and move around. This way I could go over and scratch my back on the wall without having to reach around and grab some stick.
Yeah. Well, Drew, I want to take a moment, and I want to play another piece of music that Rayma Marvan, this 7-year-old
girl.
Yes.
I heard that last night, and, man, I want to tell you, 7 years old, and I loved her rendition of Star Spangled Banner. With no extra talent or assistance.
Oh yeah,
high note. Even if it wasn't, but about a second and a half.
Uh huh.
High note that just put shrills up my spine. Says, man, when this girl gets better, she's going to be able to sing that high note and break China.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to play a song that she recorded for Christmas. Even though this is a bit early, you know, we're getting close to Thanksgiving and all Black Friday, you know, where everybody raids the stores. And I want people to hear this young lady, anyone who didn't have the opportunity on your show yesterday, that hour that I sat in, subbing for Dr. Ott, who disappeared. And,
he's still out there. He's in Montana.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And on my show, I feature some of her music, and we use that as a way to open people's hearts. And let me tell you, it opened people's hearts. This girl is blessed, and I want to bless the listeners again. This is All I Want for Christmas, Rayma Marvan.
There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. May my wish come.
Yeah.
What do you think, Drew?
Sight.
Out of sight, he said, right?
Out of sight. Man, I will tell you, 7 years old, she sounds like a 20-year-old. She really sounds like a lady of about 23 or 24.
Well, she's musically very mature, okay? There's no doubt about it. I mean...
Oh, I know her mother and daddy ought to be extremely proud.
Well, her mother is in heaven. Her mother passed away a couple of years ago from...
Oh, man.
...third-stage ovarian cancer. And basically, she's being raised by her father, a good Christian man. Both are Christians. And she's being used by God to spread love throughout the world. There is
we need a lot more of that.
Absolutely no doubt about that. And I want to give her website out for anybody who wants to check out her music and get any of her recordings that are available. You can go to www.ramamarvan. I'll spell that for you.
Please.
ramamarvanne.com. Again.
One more time.
www.ramamarvanne.com. And read all about her story. She's got some wonderful family photos up there. You can see some videos there. There's some news interviews. She's working on a film that's supposed to be coming out in the fall of 2011. No idea what it's about. It wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't about her mother and her rise to tornadic fame that she's experiencing right now. She's being produced by a very well-known gospel singer, Gary Chapman. I'm glad to hear that. She's in good musical hands there, and obviously you can see the productions are very professional and really showcase her. They don't overpower or overbear her seven-year-old talent, but, man, she's a gift from God, and we have to help promote this young lady and her message, because God has sent her to be a messenger. There's no doubt about that in my mind, Drew. Any other thoughts you want to add to that?
Well, believe it or not, you gave R-H-E-M-A-M-A-R-D.
No, M-A-R-V as in Victor.
Oh, M-A-R-V.
Yes.
See, that's why sometimes I tell people, see, you need to understand, guys, letters in the alphabet sound pretty darn close to other letters to a deaf person. And I'm deaf in one ear, can't hear out the other one.
Well, you're the exception, but.
I know, I've got about 8 or 9 Marines that did something similar. Okay, only I was correcting their letters, but I was leaving the D in there, and they were coming up. But I do have her website, and her name is Rima.
Rima.
Rima. And it comes automatically up with a video that starts off. Looks like somebody's got a tattoo on her leg. That's her All I Want for Christmas comes right on up and mm-hmm. being played on YouTube. They're promoting this lady. And let's see here, quote, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Jeremiah 29:11. Now, that's from a seven-year-old website, ladies and gentlemen. You're talking about is not God bringing forth somebody that's bringing hope and love and peace? War is a racket. My great-great-uncle said it. And he had more reason to say it than you or I or anybody else, because Major General Smedley Darlington Butler received the Medal of Honor twice. The Marine Corps Bravette Medal, which was instituted in 1895, because the United States Medal of Honor was basically being trashed by congressmen. And when they revamped the Medal of Honor for the United States Marine Corps in 1905, the Congress recall 38 Medal of Honors that had been issued from 1865 to 1904. And we need to thank those men, brave men of Congress, to reinstitute the highest medal in the land to give it strength and power. Major General Smedley Darlington Butler earned his Medal of Honors with the highest degree, and the Bravette Medal as an officer, which is the equivalent of the Medal of Honor, and only 19 men in the history of all the branches of their services have received the Bravette Medal one time. It's been discontinued since World War II, or since World War I, in favor of just the Medal of Honor. But when you look at a man that's 5'7", weighs 138 pounds, soaking wet, in a uniform, Major General, United States Marine Corps, going down with nothing on his collar and having breakfast with the troops to make sure they're getting the right kind of food. What kind of leadership do we have today when officers stand back and have the officers' mess and are afraid to go over and eat with the privates and the PSCs and the lance corporals and the seamen? When an officer of any branch of the service is afraid to sit down at the table and eat with the seamen on board a vessel, I have a problem with the leadership, period.
Yeah. And you know, I covered something very recently. You know, the days sort of melt into each other.
Oh, God.
These emails going around alleging more attempted hijackings, Arabs getting on planes, those kinds of stories. And an hour down the rabbit hole, Drew, revealed more fraud, again, by the intelligence agencies, proffering people to us as Americans and heroes because they take compiled photographs with John Wayne. you got to see that. I hope I sent you a copy of that. If you didn't,
I'm working on getting there. I got this beautiful little 7-year-old girl that is posing like an ace on my website, and I'm trying to negotiate throughout my mess here. Because ladies and gentlemen, I actually do have a radio, I do have a radio show, and, on, Fridays at, 0400 to 0500 hours my time, I end up doing shows around the world in other languages with a translator. And we discuss the American politics and the lack of knowledge here in the United States on many of those shows. And when I get them to talking a little fast, the translator tells me to slow down,
yeah,
please.
I'm getting a little bit of a breakup, so you know.
I'm sitting in my chair. I ain't doing anything.
I know it happens when you talk, so I don't.
Oh well, then you know. If, that's because my tongue's moving.
That's because your tongue's moving. Well, Drew, I have to admit to you now, I wasn't able to listen to your show this evening. I was involved in a lot of research and some. Let's just leave it at that. And I couldn't put my ear to the radio. And I know on Thursdays you have Bob Chapman. We've pretty much discuss the corruption that's going on in the world financially. I can tell you and the listening audience, and I will repeat this until these criminals finally stop playing the games with the money. There is some benevolent funding that has reached the foundation that I'm a part of. And we're talking about major amounts of money that have been hijacked by Bank of America. And I'm going to keep repeating this, and I'm going to start adding names do it as all the names come my way. And I'm.
Can we start off with Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton on the top of that list, please?
Well, you can add them or put them next to George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, and the bow-legged Mac Daddy, usurper sitting in the White House right now. Add Joe Biden to the list as well.
And Soros?
Well, I don't know if he's involved.
I honestly believe he's got henchmen out there, because I've been investigating him and the fact that he put $100 million in stock into Michael Chertoff's little business out there.
Ah, and you are going to talk about, I bet, those scanners that they're using at the airports, aren't you?
And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking, you want to know why we've got scanners at airports? We got scanners at airports because of money. Just like Major General Smedley Darlington Butler said, in war is a racket. The only man out there that has the nerve and the knowledge and the guts to come up and tell the President of the United States you're wrong in his face. And you need to tell the people you're wrong.
Yes. So am I right? It's about those scanners at the airport.
It's exactly about the scanners. And this is something most people don't. $100 million. Now, when you're one of the richest men in the world, what's $100 million to a man that has $50 million?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's somebody like me, going out and investing a dollar. Because I only make $411 a month from my Marine Corps career at the present time. I'm trying to get my Marine Corps retirement. That'll give me a raise of about $3,100. I don't know what I'm going to do with $3,100. Don, I really don't, because I've been living on $250 a month for 5 years or 8 years.
Well, I'll give you some ideas off the air, but
I want to tell you, that's why I told you before we went on the show, I'm talking about that Apple iBox or whatever computer.
Oh, the
MacBook.
The MacBook. Yeah.
Anybody out there got a MacBook that you want to let go for around $500 or $600? Let me know. I got the cash in hand. 2 months of savings. I'm waiting. I've got to wait 2 more months, and I'll have enough, okay, to get one of these suckers. Mm-hmm. 2 whole more months. Anyway, bottom line, going back to Chertoff and his cameras. Ladies and gentlemen, you have not seen the actual camera footage that is being used by the United States Marshal Service at selective courthouses around the United States. Miami, Washington, D.C., New York, Chicago, Denver, Dallas, San Francisco, Seattle, Washington, Atlanta, Georgia, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Cleveland, Ohio.
That's
There's
right.
A total of 10 locations in America where the U.S. Marshals have put these full-body scanners. And the U.S. Marshal Service, and as well as the government, has said, well, we don't save those pictures. They're just for immediate use. And our agent that is behind the screen does not have the ability of saving those pictures. And we use a woman when a woman goes through the screen, and a man when a man goes through one of the screens. These pictures, ladies and gentlemen, that the government says they don't save, 100 of them have been leaked from Miami, and they look like they're pages from Hustler magazine with a nude body standing there looking out dumbfounded with, well, what the heck am I doing standing here? And we're talking about nude body pictures, not none of this stuff that you see on television where that shows an outline of a person. We're talking about full body recognition. You got a little tattoo on your inner thigh or on your buttocks. You got a little tattoo under your right breast. They can tell. They can see it. And these 100 pictures were leaked out by these, quote, moral, our officers are moral, responsible men and are not going to leak this. Well, these moral, responsible men have leaked these pictures. TSA officers are out there babbling amongst themselves. I'm God! I'm God! I can do anything I want! I'm God! And they've been arrested, drunk, on the in the city streets, walking out of bars, telling people, you know, in their uniform, telling people that they're God in their job function. Now, you tell me, ladies and gentlemen, if this isn't abuse of power and these scanners can't see you, but why do these officers in the United States Marshal Service handing out these pictures? Ooh, look at this beauty, man. This 19-year-old blonde from the University of Florida. Isn't she a shocker? How about this 35-year-old woman? She'd get rid of her baby. Well, you know, she could come into, quote, my bedroom. These are in emails that these officers are sending. And you think that U.S. Marshal Service is the only one, ladies and gentlemen? It's going on with the TSA officers from every airport in the nation that has these machines.
Now, these machines, being manufactured and distributed by Michael Chertoff, the first director of Homeland Security,
an unconstitutional office, but
and a dual citizen
from Israel, holding two passports.
And using a machine that puts out about 100 times the amount of radiation that a normal X-ray does, right?
I mean, exactly. And doctors have already said will cause, not may cause, will cause skin cancer. And I deviated off of what I was going to tell you about Soros. Here's a $51.8 billionaire, and he's invests $100 million. In stock, buys $100 million in stock when it's $1.92 a share, and invests $100 million. 48 hours later, the shares go to $9.73 in 48 hours. Did I lose you?
No, I'm still there. I'm listening.
I heard Santa Claus music. Oh, I do hear Santa Claus music. It's on my computer.
Oh, yeah, you're still on her website. You got to close that.
It's one of those windows that came up in the background, and it took all this time for it to come up.
That's an auto background player there. So, you know, if you don't close that page, it.
Well, I just found out. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, Soros invests $100 million in this. And it goes to $9.73, and then the stock starts hanging around 9.73 to 10.19. He unloads it, according to the stock exchange, over the next 3 months. Not one share was sold less than $10.01.
Hmm.
Now, I would like to be the inside guy where I could have even just $100,000 to invest in shares, knowing that it's going to mushroom nine times, eight times, or six times. It'd average it out to about five times my investment. So if I invest $100,000 and knowing that I'm not going to lose anything, that I could go borrow $100,000 for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that in within that 10 days, the stock is going to go up, and I'm going to make five times the investment, I can take $100,000 and turn that $100,000 into $500,000, turn around and give the $100,000 back to the bank at, let's say, 25% interest. So I give them back $125,000, but I just made a net profit of $375,000 with somebody else's money. Now, to me, what did George Soros do? Did he use his own money, or did he use somebody else's money? Well, he's got $52.7 billion. He probably used his own money. Why should he waste money?
Well, he was involved in the Gulf of Mexico transaction.
He's involved in the Gulf of Mexico transaction, and then he turns around with Chertoff's BS. It's all about money, payback, and greed, and control. It's not about security.
Oh, yeah. And if you opt out of this invasion of privacy with these scanners, then...
Oh, God forbid.
The next option is that they're literally sticking their hands down the pants of people under the auspice of looking for explosives. Believe me, they're not that can explode down there.
Quote. I want a quote, ladies and gentlemen. This is a quote from the Attorney General in the state of Georgia. I have a problem when an 8-year-old child reports to our investigator that the TSA officer male stuck his finger up her vagina at an airport. Now, we're talking about an 8-year-old girl and a black officer for TSA physically takes his hands and he pushes his fingers up her vagina looking for what, may I ask, ladies and gentlemen? This is the United States of America. If it had been my daughter and my daughter turned to me and told me that a TSA officer had done that, God take my soul, because that TSA officer will be dead in 2 seconds. I can kill, and I have been trained to kill, with a pencil, even a paperclip. So you want to know how mad I can get? I can get mad real fast. A 8-year-old girl's vagina invaded by a TSA officer. And now I find tonight, I've gotten many, many TSA clips. I have learned tonight that the U.S. congressman that instituted and brought forth the recommendation to George W. Bush and Chertoff about putting together the TSA in 2001 now stands forth and regrets his measure, regrets it, and advises everyone that he was advised by unknown, he said, unknown persons who assisted him in putting this together. Me personally, ladies and gentlemen, I see not a rat, I see a python and the most dangerous rattlesnakes, sea snakes,
lizards.
All wrapped up.
Don't
in the
lizards too.
And in the and oh yeah, how about that? And they're all wrapped up in the head of Medusa in controlling our congressmen and senators, telling, oh, this is a good thing. This is a good thing. And Michael Chertoff, who's sitting there as Homeland Security, has been pulled off behind the curtain, and Toto hasn't found where the curtain is yet. And he's over there behind the curtain with people like George Soros and other Illuminati types.
Illuminists.
Controlling, and men and women from the synagogue of Satan, and they, oh, this is a good thing. And Chertoff, you get this promoted, and as soon as you get out of office, if you can't stay in after the 2004 election, we'll hire you. But if you stay in after the 2004 election, just retire a couple of 3 years after,
mm-hmm.
2 years after. And it won't look so bad, and you can come work for us, and we'll pay you 12% commission on everything we do. And we're looking to sell hundreds of millions of dollars of these machines. We can force them on the United States.
Well, now, these are probably the same machines they alleged that they needed to have. You remember these crazy proposals that were going down during the last Bush administration? And man, I was on this like flies on cow chips, Drew. There were 29 ports that were actually being negotiated, turned over to the Middle Eastern countries, like Saudi Arabia, for example. 29 of our ports were going to be turned over to them financially. Why? Because they stole all the money from the bonds that they invested in, the treasury bonds or certificates. Now, that goes back 30 years, and it was part of the corruption in the oil deals that they worked out, developing Saudi Arabia's oil fields. But they threw this out, that there were 29 ports, all up and down the East Coast and the Gulf. Is it any surprise we got shenanigans going on in the Gulf for over a half a year now? Actually, it's been going on for several years. This has been planned. Okay, and in addition, they were talking about setting up a port in the Bahamas port of entry in the Bahamas to inspect incoming goods from on ships. I mean, since when does the Bahamas do our policing of these types of things? And the pretext was they have to scan all the cargo coming in to look for nuclear weapons. The weapons are being stolen from here and taken overseas. What are you talking about? Sneaking weapons in here. They have, you know, the traitors are here. The infiltrators are here in this country. And they're criminals running the government. And Hutchison Whampoa was going to be part of that deal. And they were talking about manufacturing these devices in the Philippines, of all places, these scanners. Well, that didn't fly because we smelled a rat and we spilled the beans on them and they had to regroup. But this is all the international financial corruption, all the corporate corruption, the indentured slavery to produce products that are being shipped around the world and into this country to sacrifice our jobs. And, you know, why did I play the music of this 7-year-old girl? Because this is going to affect the lives of our children and grandchildren. If we don't do anything about it, we have to wake up, if for no other reason, for those children. But, you know, your thoughts on this, Drew, I wanted to bring those facts out because that was under Chertoff's watch that occurred, okay?
And it was all instigated under the George W. Bush administration, but I feel that it was really instituted back in the days of George Herbert Walker Bush when he was controlling the CIA and they were laying the foundation. They were placing the seeds.
Yes.
In 1977. I was there. I just could not put the deck of cards together, so to speak. I didn't understand what was going on. I was a United States Marine, ladies and gentlemen. I had privy information. Information that some of I will not talk about today because I love America, and even none of it was evil, but it's the things that I know that the United States does to protect itself legitimately. We've got this massive amount of fraud behind the scenes and so many secrets. It's appalling.
Yeah.
And I feel that George Herbert Walker Bush, as the director of the CIA, under Gerald Ford, manipulated and was instituting and planting these seeds. And the only reason they weren't implemented under the years of George Herbert Walker Bush is because George Herbert Walker Bush pulled the strings under Ronald Reagan and manipulated the things he could there, and then said, "Well, you know, I control this redhead immoral idiot over there in Flatbush, Arkansas, and we'll get him up there to make a fool out of himself, and then show the rest of the synagogue of Satan that we can put whoever we want into office. We'll let him make a fool out of himself and then bring him in as a president. I only want retirement for the rest of my life, and I want bodyguard service for the rest of my life to be paid for. And whatever, so I can't be the president, but this time around, the people wanted their man, Ronald Reagan, and the people stood up against the powers to be. But did we? We put somebody in that was basically being massaged and groomed around and lied to, and he was gullible enough and threatened enough to allow the synagogue of Satan to use him, and I'm talking about Ronald Reagan, and then George Herbert Walker Bush comes diddy-bopping in, does his 4-year stunt, gets his retirement, bodyguard service, all paid for by you guys, against the original founders of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the formation of our government, against our will, because George Washington said he did not want any part of a government that paid individuals after they left office. George Washington, the greatest general in the history of the United States because he had God on his side. For 8 years, George Washington fought the greatest Navy and Army, land army in the world in its day with the greatest armament, and he beat them with the help of the Flash Bush boys from the mountains of Tennessee and the mountains of North Carolina and South Carolina, the Bayou boys of northern Florida, which wasn't a state, but they came north to help fight in South Carolina, from the mountaineers from Vermont, who did not become a state until after the 13 colonies, from the boys from New Hampshire that came down and decided that we need to do this for liberty and justice. And here we are 230 years later, Don, and we, the American people, in our apathy, are not doing our due diligence. Benjamin Franklin said it best, ye who give up your liberty for a little safety deserve neither, will not have either, and deserve neither. Benjamin Franklin saw it in 1789. What's wrong with you people out there? Where is our officers? Where are my fellow officers of the United States Marine Corps? Where are my fellow non-commissioned officers of the United States Marine Corps? The ones, the real men out there that have the guts to stand up and tell the President of the United States, sir, no sir, Marines have, since the formation of the United States Marine Corps in 1775, 235 years ago, Marines have always had the guts to stand up to a governor, to a president, to the Secretary of State, to the Secretary of the Navy, and say, you're wrong, sir, with all respect. Where are those great leaders in our officer corps? And if the officers above in the field grade ranks can't do it, then let's start talking to our commissioned officers that are in the lower grades of 06 down to an 01. An 01 is a second lieutenant. An 06 is a captain in the Navy, but a colonel in the Air Force, the Marine Corps, the Army, or the National Guard. And if they won't do it, then where's the non-commissioned officers of the sergeant majors and the chief master, chief petty officers of the United States Navy, the E-9s and the E-8s of all branches of service to stand up and say, I have taken an oath to the Constitution to protect the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. The last time I heard domestic meant men and women inside the continental United States, inside our own government, congressmen, senators, the president, even the Supreme Court justices are allowing the Constitution of the United States to be shredded and thrown to the ground and burned, even discuss that, well, the Constitution is nothing but a blankety-blank piece of paper. My morals prevent me from saying the exact words of George Herbert Walker Bush or George W. Bush, especially George W. Bush, because he was caught on tape saying those exact words. The Constitution is nothing but a blank, blank piece of paper. You fill in the blanks. I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. People ask me, where do you get the energy, Drew, to do the work that you do? I don't work, I play. I'm happy to give up the last 40 years of my life so your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren can live. I'm 6'2". I look like a mean guy.
I'll vouch for
that. Don't want to mess with me down an alley.
I'll vouch for that, Drew.
So I intimidate people. I'm 6'2". I walk in a room with a bunch of guys that are 6'5", and they take a look at me. I'm not just 6'2". I'm 6'2", and I'm wide, and I'm muscular. And they know right up front that there's an esteem that, around me that knows they may be 6'5". They may weigh 270 or 280 or even 350 pounds. but they know that when I walk in the room, I could kill them. Now, I'm not bragging, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you facts. It's time to stand up and take this nation back. We did a nice little job here just a short few days ago in electing and getting in some people. But where are you people out in Las Vegas, Nevada? Where are you people in Alaska? Where are you people out there in California electing men and women who are unconstitutional? They don't care about you. Oh, they will feed you crumbs, but they won't. They don't believe in your constitutional rights. They don't care about life, liberty, and justice. And my question, ladies and gentlemen, is when a man runs for office in Alaska, beats his opponent, yes, he beat her only by 2,000 votes, but that's over the vast majority because he was the man that beat Murkowski was running not only against Murkowski, there were 16 other people on the ballot. So those 16 other people on the ballot pull votes away from Murkowski. They just didn't want to vote for Miller. So when it goes head to head against Murkowski and Miller, and he's already won or beaten her by 2,000 votes, and Murkowski comes in with a write-in name candidate, and you're telling me that she wins the election? I have a major problem with this picture. Now, if she was coming in as a write-in strictly because she wanted to be a write-in and hadn't run in any previous election, then I could understand the people being upset at both the Republican and the Democratic Party and writing in a new candidate. But write in a candidate that they've already turned down, and she gets the vast majority of votes to become the remain senator from Alaska as an independent, I have a problem with this. I have a problem in Las Vegas, Nevada, where the lady running against Harry Reid is winning
the exit polls, yeah.
On the exit polls, 54%, and in some polls, 59% in the exit polls. And we're talking about throughout Las Vegas Metroplex all day long. 54, 59, 51, 56, not one poll, not one exit poll. Not one from KNOE Channel 8, Las Vegas. They were the ones doing the deep investigation. Not one exit poll. And we're talking about the vast majority of people in Nevada live in and around the metropolitan area of Las Vegas. You can take the rest of the state of the population of Nevada and will not equal two-thirds the population of the Metroplex of Las Vegas, and you're telling me that Harry Reid wins by 50.01%? Ladies and gentlemen, I have a problem here when his running mate loses by 1.7%, and yet all day long his opponent was winning by 54, 52, 57, and three precincts, 59%. And they come in and say he wins after losing all day. I have a big time problem. In the one of the polling places that was 59%, the entire population in that precinct voted. Since when does the entire population of any precinct anywhere in the United States that has over 5,000 people that vote at it vote? I can understand it if it's Humboken, Arkansas, where, with a population of 14, where they get 100%. I have a big time problem with any other precinct in America that has 100% when you're talking about 5,000 registered voters in that precinct.
Yes, and there was, I forget who it was now, but there was some documentation of more voting corruption where they actually went into the back room where they were counting the votes, and they had the Women's League of Voters in there counting, and they were punching out these cards And then they were running the machines through scanners, and the cards were turned to produce. You could tell that it was bogus, okay? And this video was taken to the FBI. They said, yeah, this is corrupt. What was done about it?
Yeah, why was the governor, lieutenant governor, where's the attorney general of the state of Nevada? Where are the constitutional officers of the sheriff department? The sheriff, the senior law enforcement officer of every county in the United States except one. And that county just gave up the office of the sheriff. They closed it down. Now, I have a problem when you've got Los Angeles County, the largest sheriff's department in the nation, is nothing but a city, and they've got a sheriff department, but there's a county over in Ohio or Pennsylvania, I forgot which one, or New Jersey. I have to go back and look at my records, ladies and gentlemen. I have so much information. I don't have a photographic memory like some people. I can't remember. I just remember that there is a county that put on the ballot in 2004 and they got rid of the sheriff department. They didn't feel that the county needed a sheriff department. But the bottom line is the chief law enforcement officer of the county in all states that have a county.
Well, that's to set the precedent for getting rid of sheriffs, isn't it?
Well, it was to set the precedent. The same thing was instituted in seven other counties 2 years later, and they all lost, not just by a little bit, but by mass amount. Like, it was like 92% of the people in all seven of those other precincts. One of those precincts was Broward County, Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, Operation Paper.
People down at Broward County want to elect to keep the sheriff. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something fishy out there. And TSA is out of control, and it's time the sheriff department in every city in America where there's an airport, it's time the sheriff department start arresting these guys and throwing them in for child abuse, for physical endangerment.
Assault.
Pedophilia, you know, intimidation. And then you get me on my soapbox, Don. I mean to tell you, I apologize.
No. Now, you know, I'm going to make a comment. There's a new website called wewon'tfly.com.
Yay!
Now, let me say something here, because you may not like what I'm going to say.
Oh.
You want to get rid of the problem? Don't fly. And don't go to that website.
Well, I don't go to the website, but I don't fly. And Colorado Owl came out a week ago. Today's what? Today's the 18th. A week ago, let's see, it was on the 9th, so there'd be a week ago Tuesday. Colorado Al came out on my show on the 9th day of November, and he says, Drew, I've got a real good solution to the problems that we have at the airports with all the backlog of people having to stand there and go through its checkout lines with these TSA officers and be manhandled by finger searches, and that is the American people need to stop flying.
Yeah.
Now, I paraphrase that, but bottom line is, Colorado Al says, it's time to get the boomer out. It's time to stop flying. If you want to go somewhere, get on a train. Drive your car. Get on a motorcycle. But don't fly.
Yeah. Well, you recall on Monday's show, he called in and asked me, you know, what's the solution to this problem? I said, it's very simple. Don't fly. Now, why go to a website and sign some petition or get involved in that? You're just setting yourself up for some kind of fall later on. Something to be used against you. Just don't fly. Leave it at that. You don't need to go to a website and get involved in some movement about not flying. Just don't fly. It's pretty simple. Do some checking into who owns the website, and you'll understand what I mean. Okay? It's registered with a company in the UK. Now, why would... and it's in that part of Florida that you're talking about. Okay? Bradenton, Florida, and they run a bunch of other websites out of that location. So you do a little bit of research and you find out who's behind this stuff. Why put out a website about it? Just don't fly. It's simple. If you're hearing this message, there's no website that's going to change what you have to do. It's still going to be don't fly. Then you're not going to have somebody sticking their hands down your pants, and you're not going to have to walk through one of those scanners and have your luggage destroyed, have your private belongings gone through under the pretext that you could be a terrorist when the people doing this to you are acting like terrorists. Are they not? Your comment, Drew.
Yo, they are acting like terrorists. What do you mean? They are terrorists.
Yeah. So I just wanted to put that little message out because it's another smoke screen, another dead-end street out there. It's more bait to lead people down a meaningless journey of disinformation and manipulation and mind control. The bottom line is, if you don't want to go through a scanner or be felt up by a TSA employee, don't fly. Drive. Take a bus. Take a train. You know, it's simple. Hitchhike. You know, it's quite simple. We get so caught up in these things that the corruption is still going on. They're setting up their little monopoly board for a new world order. And getting away with murder and getting away with all this theft, they're stealing your publicly owned lands and properties, schools. They're building hospitals and prisons with the profits that they're making. They're building underground bases. They're importing illegal drugs under the pretext of spreading democracy in Afghanistan. It's all about drugs. I read a report. I don't know if this is true, but I read a report, and I had said, the bow-legged Mac Daddy went on that trip just to try to get his hands on some of the loot that's been stashed in foreign banks and probably stopped off in Afghanistan to pick up drugs.
And there's a report. Don, even Marine security guards said that because four or five of the staff sergeants and gunnery sergeants made comments. To me, Drew, this is bullshit. Excuse my French. I'm sorry. This is BS. This international deal that Obama's is on is just a pat on the back. These deals were done weeks ago, if not months ago, back in D.C. And the people that Obama's hauling over there at our expense, or of the taxpayers, is only to go around and show where these big corporate CEOs can send more jobs. Mm-hmm. And show where the more jobs from the United States can go.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking about labor jobs, labor, not sitting behind a desk to answer a phone. But, ladies and gentlemen, when you call somebody, you start listening to your phone conversations. And the Indians are now addressing educational English, spoken English, and teaching men and women in India how to sound and talk like if they were born and raised in New York City.
So you don't suspect, that they're farming out
Atlanta, Dallas, New Orleans, or Midwestern state of Denver, Colorado, or the Northwest of the United States. They're actually teaching these people. And who's teaching them? Men and women from the United States that are from Atlanta, that are from New Orleans, talking in their native language, being paid big bucks, $100,000. To teach these people, not one or two or three or four, their classroom consists of hundreds. And they sit there, and these Indians sit there and listen to these speakers play videos, language talk radio, discussions, and practice their drama and speech on the stage. The language of the United States, so that these call phones can have people answer the phone and you think you're talking to somebody from Metairie, Louisiana, and you're really talking to somebody in Bombay, India. And if you don't know where Bombay is, they don't call it Bombay anymore. but look it up on a map.
Yeah.
And we go all the way around to Chertoff. And Chertoff's organization is building these scanners of all places. Where do you think they're building these scanners at, Don?
Where? It could be a few places. It sounds, you know, I haven't seen any nameplates.
They have built standby units ready to go into mass production.
I would say probably somewhere in Europe or Israel.
Mumbai,
you mean?
Mumbai, India, i.e. Bombay, Shanghai, China, and, ladies and gentlemen, they have commissioned a facility in Brasilia to build these machines. That they are attempting to force on every airport in the world.
Huh. Well, you know, don't fly.
Don't fly. Here's a big thing out there. Just like Bob Chapman said today on the radio. He said on my show.
Sure.
He physically said today that people don't fly. I'm going to be addressing many issues of the TSA in my newsletter, and I quote him, in my newsletter on Saturday. So those of you that want to know more about the TSA and what to do and what's going on in the corruption, theinternationalforecaster.com, Bob Chapman's newsletter, and in his sentence, he actually made the comment that TSA is an illegal organization. It's not about your safety. It's about money. And there are people, quoting him, people around the world are laughing at Americans. They're laughing at everybody that's listening to my show, that's listening to Don Nikoloff, that listens to BBS radio, that is an American citizen. You're being laughed at. You're being ridiculed. You're being called stupid, ignorant, mind-controlled idiots in places like Germany, Sweden, Helsinki, China, India, even in Russia. Yes, Matthew, I hear you.
And, you know, our usurper is being laughed at by the governments around the world. Even the criminal elements in foreign governments cannot stand the bow-legged Mac Daddy, and he's been scolded and talked down to, reprimanded and debased, which he deserves for being a total nincompoop, total incompetent, and even amongst the thieves, he's not honored. You know, that's saying something, and that comes from a very reliable source. Okay.
Oh yeah.
We don't hear this in the mainstream media, but we do know, those of us who are awake, we do know what's going on, and they recognize us in the governments of foreign countries, the G20 being a perfect example. He's been told, stop corrupting your country, stop being the traitor you are. Well, it's not his country. Let's get that straight, folks. I've proven that. We've proven that. By the way, I want to take a brief moment and thank Ken Adachi for writing Jeff Rentz and having Jeff Rentz take down a Wayne Madsen article, which is a total ripoff, a total copyright infringement of my original research from over 2 years ago in the Three Stooges Go to Washington. Madsen published this information, restructured it, reworded it. The Texas loudmouth, Alex Jones, broadcast it and featured it on his website for a few weeks. And it's just an attempt to discredit my work. But Ken pointed it out to Jeff. Jeff removed it from Rentz.com. I want to thank Jeff, too, for doing that publicly. I brought this up weeks ago when this alleged original research came out. He even lifted a photograph that I altered intentionally to show people the fraud that was in the photograph, you see. He lifted that photograph and used it in his article, which was a ripoff of my research.
Well, I'm not surprised that that Loudmouth out of Texas would do such a thing, because he plagiarizes a lot of stuff and attempts to bring forth information that's not his. And I got to give the man credit in one respect. He does open up the people's eyes, but I have disrespect for him on how he's doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Buy my DVDs, buy these books, go here, go, you know, everything's sell you something. Okay? We're not selling anything here. We're bringing you the truth. Free of charge, we're bringing it to you. Drew does the same thing on his show. He promotes some products on his show, but he doesn't get paid for that.
They're products I use.
Yeah, yeah. You're just standing behind a product, and I do that on this show.
I mean, Don, you know that the beef that I promote from Longhorn Cattle Beef, you know I get a lot of that, and I eat a lot of that, and the taste of it is just fantastic. How can you not promote something that is so good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or
and how can you not promote a master herbalist that is hands down better than any master herbalist or any other herbalist in America? And better than any medical doctor.
Yeah.
You know, that those are people I support. I got people that call me on the phone. Hey, Drew, you got such a great listening audience. I would like to pay you to advertise. Well, I took a couple of $100 from some people 7 years ago, 6 years ago. And they were a little upset because they didn't get enough people ordering their product. And when I tried their product, I almost gagged on it.
Yeah.
I made up my mind when I was on American Voice Radio. Says if Francis Stephen Hayes wants to run ads during my show, there's nothing I can do about it. I can't stop him. It's his network.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to promote them. And if they turn out to be bad guys, I'm going to go up against them. I went up against the C guy that Francis Stephen Hayes was getting a large sum of money every month from. And Francis Stephen Hayes, the second time I made a comment, which I did not mention this man's name or his product, I just said that people, you want to get heirloom seeds, make sure you investigate it and quit being gouged by people promoting products. When you do your investigation, they're selling something that is 100 times more expensive than you can buy. That was my word. After my show, 3 minutes after my show went off the air, 2 instant messages popped up on both of my computers, 2 different IM addresses. Francis Stephen Hayes says, that was your last show.
Hmm. Yeah, some people can't tolerate the truth, can they? And or permit freedom of speech, right? I mean, you're not even censored at that point. You're just totally cut off. Well, Drew, we're out of time here. Are you still with me? Now I lost your audio. I'm not hearing you, Drew. Well, I want to close the show out and feature our little angel, Rama Marvan. And this goes out to all the people in the U.S. military and anyone who's actually a genuine patriot. We're going to feature her singing a song I'm sure most Americans have heard one time or another.
Oh, can you see? What so proudly we hailed as the twilight last gleamed, whose broad stripes in bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched
Miss Rayma Marvan singing the Star Spangled Banner. That goes out to all of you in the U.S. military around the world. It appears that we've lost contact with tonight's guest, Drew Malone Raines. Drew, if you're listening in, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for the work you're doing. His website is amd.elequity.com. Pay it a visit. Sign up for his news and views. It's free. He sends it out every day. You get all these stories that aren't being reported by the mainstream. His show is heard around the world on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on the internet on blogtalkradio.com. Special thanks go out to Wind Talkers Radio Network. Over at bbsradio.com, want to thank Seth Hendrick on the sound tonight, Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be scientist inventor Jim Murray. And sounds like we got Drew back now.
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know how far into my rant you heard me, but I was on a rant and I just kept on going.
Oh, you dropped off. So I played Rayma's version of the Star Spangled Banner for all the members of the military out there listening in on Wind Talkers Radio or blogtalkradio.com when it gets replayed. And on PBS Radio, of course. And we got to say goodnight, Drew, but I want to thank you for being on the show. And I'll see you next Monday on your show. And see you next Thursday here.
No.
Oh, no. That's right. That's Thanksgiving, and you're not going to be with us. We have Michael Anthony filling in.
Yes. Yes.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to listen to the show anyway. But if you don't, you have a...
Well, I will be recording the show, or Matthew will be recording the show, and we'll probably pull excerpts from the show during our three-hour show the day after Thanksgiving. Well, in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, I'm doing a three-hour show the morning after Thanksgiving, and that's why I'm having to back away, because I'm doing my radio show live for 2 hours on Wind Talkers Radio Network and Blog Talk Radio, and then I'm turning around and doing another 2 hours immediately following my show with Bobby in Australia, because it'll be noontime in New Zealand. It'll be, matter of fact, it'll be about 1 o'clock in New Zealand. I'm doing a 2-hour show with her on Highway 8. Those men and women that on Highway 8 at the pub, the show's going to be dedicated to you guys. And that puts me up around 9 p.m. And then I got to hit the deck running at 4 a.m. my time to do another 3-hour show. And I just can't, I don't think my voice can hold up for a total of 6 hours or 9 hours of radio in less than 10 hours.
Yeah. Okay, Drew, we got to say goodnight, but I'm glad you made it back. To all your Marines out there,
Semper Fi!
Okay, folks, as I was saying, tune in tomorrow night. My special guest will be scientist, inventor, author, lecturer, and teacher, Jim Murray. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.